we actually thought it might have been introduced in the aborted one-day legislative session. So we were already prepared and with an analysis of it, and actually, I have to say, prepared to do just what our sister organization in Arizona did, and were it to be passed and signed into law, file the same kind of challenge as has occurred in Arizona by us and several other immigrants and minority rights organizations and the federal government. But look, I think what people have to understand is this is much more about politics. You know, a couple of weeks before a primary in which the attorney general is running for governor, this is much more about politics and pandering than it is about coming up with some rational, intelligent way to address what everybody acknowledges is a broken immigration system. The attorney general was right the first time when he said the Arizona law was not needed. This law doesn't solve the problem of the Arizona law. It just repeats the problem of the Arizona law, and I'm sure it would face the same kind of fate in the courts as so far the Arizona law has faced. But really, what I want to say is a little more personal about this. I mean, I think shame on the Attorney General for fostering the impression that people who come to this country looking for a job, for a better life, who want to be Americans, are somehow criminals, which is what it is that he said. This would give more law enforcement tools to protect our citizens. We have a problem with our broken immigration system. We have a problem with a lot of undocumented aliens. But the problem is not the crime rate. Their crime rate is lower, as a matter of fact. Shame on the Attorney General for fostering, fueling, and catering to that stereotype and prejudice. And shame on him for supporting a law that could only be enforced by requiring police officers in Florida to stop and detain people who look and sound like they're not Americans. What that means in Florida, of course, is that who look and sound like they're Hispanic. I guess he's made a political calculation that it is far better to cater to the fear and hysteria and concern about immigration than it is to stand up and defend the rights of the millions of people in Florida who are Hispanic. That's what he should be doing. But as I said, this is not about immigration reform. This is about naked politics. While we have a problem with immigration, giving the police the authority to stop people on the roads of Florida who look like they're not Americans, who look like they may be so Hispanic, they may be undocumented, is not the way to address the problem of the 11 to 12 million people who are in the shadows in America and who have to come out from under the shadows and be given some way to become legal, tax-paying Americans.